Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Beyond Earth, Our Path to a New Home in the Planets by Charles Woolforth explores how humanity might expand from a single planet species into a multi-world civilization. Written in an accessible, forward-looking style, the book surveys the scientific, technological, and societal steps required to live and work beyond Earth, with particular attention to destinations such as the Moon and Mars. Woolforth connects big-picture ambitions with practical constraints, explaining why space settlement is not only an engineering problem, but also a question of economics, governance, health, and culture. Rather than treating colonization as a distant fantasy, the book frames it as a developing project shaped by today's research programs, emerging commercial space activity, and hard lessons from exploration history. Readers can expect a grounded discussion of what it would take to create resilient off-world communities, what timelines might be plausible, and what risks and trade-offs come with pushing human life into harsh extraterrestrial environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why become a multi-world species? A central theme is the rationale for pushing beyond Earth and what is truly at stake. The book considers the idea that settling other worlds is not simply a prestige project, but a long-term strategy for resilience, discovery, and human continuity. It weighs motivations such as scientific exploration, economic opportunity, and the cultural drive to pioneer new frontiers against the realities of cost, danger, and political uncertainty. The discussion highlights how fragile a single-planet civilization can be in the face of low-probability but high-impact events, while also acknowledging that near-term problems on Earth cannot be ignored. The book frames space settlement as complementary to stewardship, not a substitute for it, because the expertise needed to survive elsewhere can reinforce sustainability thinking at home. It also examines the psychological and social appeal of building new communities and experimenting with new ways of living, while cautioning that expansion will test ethics, leadership, and fairness. By presenting settlement as a long game with many intermediate milestones, the argument invites readers to evaluate progress not only by flags and footprints, but by the steady accumulation of capabilities, infrastructure, and institutional commitment. Secondly, choosing destinations, Moon, Mars, and beyond, the book breaks down why certain bodies in the solar system are more realistic targets for early habitation and how their environments shape mission design. The Moon offers proximity, short travel times, and opportunities to test life support systems, power generation, and construction methods with manageable communication delays. Mars, while farther and more demanding, provides a day length closer to Earth, a thin atmosphere, diverse geology, and the possibility of using local resources for fuel and materials. The narrative distinguishes between exploration outposts and true settlements, emphasizing that a place becomes a home only when supply chains, repair capability, and local production reach a critical threshold. It also considers other options, such as near-Earth asteroids for resource extraction or orbital habitats that avoid deep gravity wells. The trade-offs include radiation exposure, temperature extremes, dust, limited sunlight in some regions, and the medical implications of reduced gravity. By mapping these constraints to human needs, the discussion clarifies why a single destination is unlikely to be the only answer. Instead, a network of sites with specialized roles may emerge, shaped by evolving technology, economics, and scientific priorities. Thirdly, the technology stack for living off-world. Space settlement depends on a layered set of technologies that must work together reliably for years, not days. The book emphasizes life support as the core challenge, including air revitalization, water recycling, waste processing, and food production that reduces dependence on Earth resupply. It highlights the importance of radiation protection through shielding, habitat design, and operational strategies that limit exposure during solar events. Power systems, whether solar arrays, nuclear options, or hybrid approaches, are presented as the backbone that enables everything from heating to manufacturing. The narrative also stresses the difference between delivering equipment and maintaining it, pointing to the necessity of redundancy, modular systems, and on-site repair. Robotics and automation appear as force multipliers, helping prepare sites, build infrastructure, and perform hazardous work. Another key layer is in situ resource utilization, the ability to extract useful materials such as water ice, oxygen, metals, and regolith-based building feedstock. By treating these components as an integrated stack rather than isolated breakthroughs, the book conveys why progress is often incremental and why the path to a durable settlement will likely involve repeated cycles of testing, failure, refinement, and scaling. Fourthly, economics, industry, and the role of commercial space. A major question is how off-world living transitions from government-led exploration to sustainable activity with diverse funding sources. The book examines why launch costs, reliability, and cadence matter so much because they shape the price of every kilogram of habitat, water, and equipment. It considers the growing role of commercial providers in rockets, satellites, and mission services, and how competition can accelerate innovation while also introducing new regulatory and safety challenges. The narrative explores potential economic drivers such as scientific missions, tourism, communications infrastructure, and resource extraction, but it treats profitability as uncertain and highly dependent on policy and market timing. It also discusses the concept of building up capabilities step by step, where early projects create demand for more launches, better spacecraft, and new operational expertise. The book underscores that settlement requires long-lived infrastructure, not one-off missions, which means business models must support maintenance, expansion, and trained personnel over decades. By framing economics as a practical constraint equal to engineering, the analysis helps readers see why ambitious visions often hinge on mundane details like logistics, standards, insurance, and the ability to keep systems running when something breaks. Lastly, human factors, health, governance, and culture in new worlds. Beyond hardware, the book emphasizes the human dimension of creating communities in extreme environments. It looks at the medical risks of radiation, isolation, confinement, and reduced gravity, and why long-duration missions demand rigorous monitoring, preventative care, and thoughtful crew selection. Psychological resilience becomes a design requirement, influencing habitat layout, privacy, communication routines, and opportunities for meaningful work. The book also addresses governance questions, how authority is structured, how conflicts are resolved, and how rules evolve when distance makes real-time oversight from Earth impossible. This includes the challenge of balancing safety with autonomy and innovation. Cultural development is treated as inevitable because settlers will form identities tied to place, mission, and shared hardship. Education, family life, and intergenerational planning matter if the goal is permanence rather than temporary postings. Ethical issues arise around labor, risk consent, environmental protection of pristine sites, and who gets access to new opportunities. By focusing on these social and biological constraints, the book conveys that success will depend on systems that support ordinary life, not just heroic exploration. A settlement becomes credible when it can endure leadership changes, resource shocks, and personal crises without collapsing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious general readers, space enthusiasts, students, and professionals who want a realistic picture of what it takes to extend human life beyond Earth. It will also appeal to readers who enjoy big ideas grounded in practical constraints, because it connects exploration dreams to the details of life support, logistics, and institutional commitment. The main benefit is clarity. It helps readers separate cinematic assumptions from the hard requirements of building resilient communities in places with radiation, limited resources, and long supply lines. That perspective can sharpen how you think about risk, systems design, and long-term planning, and it may also deepen appreciation for sustainability efforts on Earth by showing how tightly survival depends on closed-loop resource management. Compared to many space futures that lean heavily on speculation or a single technological miracle, this book is worth buying for its integrated view across science, engineering, economics, and human factors. It treats settlement as a staged process with trade-offs, which makes the topic feel both inspiring and accountable. If you want a credible roadmap rather than pure fantasy, it delivers lasting value. If you would like to support Charles Woolforth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.